This is a podfic of Leather and Silk by A Gay with Coffee. The fandom is Our Flag Means Death. The relationship is Blackbeard and Steed Bonnet. And the rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. This fic is an alternative universe set in the mid-2000s. The mid-noughties, I guess that's meant to be. And it's a university setting. I decided to podfic this as a gift for A Gay with Coffee. And I hope you enjoy getting to hear your words read. I love I love Archie in particular in this one, so I hope you guys enjoy. The summary. When Ed rolls into a small town on his motorbike to check out a cafe, not only does he come across the most impeccable tiramisu, there's an added bonus of a hot waiter by the name of Steed. It doesn't quite go as Ed hoped. Yet. Chapter 1. The thing about Edward Teach is he loves autumn, riding his motorbike along old scenic back roads, his silver studded leather jacket, and tiramisu. All of those things merge together when he rides through a nice quiet town, a town that he's ridden through many times before and never really stopped at, but something about the cool, crisp air with the bright autumn trees dotting the main road coaxes him to finally stop at Coffee and Cold Brew, a cute cafe he's had his eyes on each time he's passed through on his rides. He pulls up out the front and promptly orders his coffee with the most dashing-looking piece of tiramisu he's seen in a hot minute. Now he can sit outside and wait while enjoying the atmosphere. With his aviator sunglasses perched on his head, he shuts his eyes and lifts his chin up to absorb the slight warmth of the sun's rays on his face. "Here you go, your coffee and cake," a man says. Ed grabs his aviators off his head and slides them back onto his face before opening his eyes. When he sees the man, he's very glad he's wearing sunglasses, so at least a portion of his face is obscured as he gawks at the gorgeous blonde, dimple-cheeked man standing in front of him. Oh, fuck. Of all the things he was anticipating when he came to this cafe, having a hot-as-fuck man bringing him his coffee and cake wasn't one of them, and what a pleasant surprise it is. "Oh, hey, thank you," Ed says, after finding a trace of any words in his vocabulary. "Just stopping by?" the man asks. "Yeah, I ride through here a lot on my motorbike and saw this place, so thought, since it's a nice day, I'll finally drop in and check it out." "That sounds lovely. You're always welcome to drop in any time." The man pauses for his name. "Ed." "Ed," the man smiles. "See you next time." "Wait, you didn't tell me your name," Ed calls out as he walks away. "Steed." "Steed." He turns to watch Steed walk back inside and smiles to himself. "Yeah," he thinks, "he will come back. With a human that good looking to bring him cake and coffee, how can he not?" After finishing up his coffee, he moves on to his tiramisu, which he tries and ultimately fails to pace himself eating. It tastes so good that he's tempted to get a slice to take home with him. No other cafe he's been to, which is admittedly a lot of them, has made tiramisu this good. Ed decides that by not grabbing an extra slice, it gives him an excuse to come back, which he absolutely will be doing. As much as he wants to hang around longer and catch another glimpse of Steed, he knows that if he wants to get home before dark, he better get going, so he sighs and reluctantly walks towards his motorbike. He ties his hair into a low ponytail, then pulls his helmet on and climbs onto his bike. He starts it and looks back for a moment, and his heart flips when he sees Steed inside raise his hand to wave at him. Ed salutes him before he flicks down his visor and rides away. Ed's little outing puts him in such a good mood that he decides to treat himself to his prized scrambled eggs, which are hands down his favourite thing to cook, and a good old kitchen musical performance while he waits for them to cook. Of course, he hovers close enough to the cooker to watch that they don't burn. No one likes burnt eggs. Once they're done, he walks over to his couch and flicks on the TV. His cat, Fang, jumps up to give him some company, or rather, she jumps up to stick her cute little pink nose into his bowl and demand he share some of his prized eggs with her. "Okay, okay, here you go. You know, Fang, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you were a neglected cat," he says, holding a small bite in his palm for her. She gently nibbles at it and gives him a disapproving look once it's all gone. This cat will be the absolute death of him, but he wouldn't change her for the world. He knew she was special when he rescued her as a tiny kitten in the pouring rain late one night on his way home from one of his university classes. She'd snuggled right into his chest as soon as he placed her there to zip up his raincoat and protect her from the rain. He couldn't find a vet open that late, but he took her as soon as they opened the next morning, and since she had no microchip and was healthy, the vet asked if he wanted to keep her. Ed said yes, without hesitation. Life is good with Fangy by his side. He never has to feel lonely. Not that he feels lonely with his chaotic, lovable, queer-as-fuck roomie Archie living with him and keeping him on his toes. They've been roomies ever since they were in their first year of university and discovering they were both studying the fine arts. Speaking of Archie, right on cue, she comes bounding in the door like a golden retriever. "Fucking hell, it's cold out there," she says, rubbing her hands together. "Good evening to you too," Ed laughs. "Oi, where are my eggs?" she asks, peering over the couch at his bowl. "Check the oven." He knows how much Archie loves his scrambled eggs, and he knew she'd be home soon, so, ever the gentleman he is, he kept some warm in the oven for her. She pulls her shoes off and tosses them into the corner of the living room, then hightails it to the oven. She opens the door and gasps when she sees and smells exactly what eggs they are. They aren't just any scrambled eggs. They're Ed's pretty fucking incredible gourmet scrambled eggs, loaded with grilled chorizo, halloumi, and mixed herbs. "Fucking love you, mate," she says with a mouthful of eggs and bends over to kiss his head. "Fuck off, don't you dare put eggs in my hair." He jumps up and starts wiping at his hair. "Omega-3 is good for your scalp, you know," she replies with a grin, her mouth still full of eggs. He rolls his eyes and slumps back down onto the couch. Archie scoots Fang off the chair, then sits down against the armrest and sticks her feet in Ed's lap. "So what'd you get up today? Go for a ride?" she asks. "Yeah, went to check out that cute cafe we ride past." "Oh yeah? How was it?" "Fucking spectacular. The waiter guy was pretty cute too." Ed feels his insides warming just thinking about him. "So obviously we're going back this weekend. I gotta meet this cute guy of yours." "He's not my guy, he's just a guy," Ed scoffs, though he doesn't hate the idea of him being his guy. Archie smirks and nods before shoving her foot in his face like the menace she is, cackling when he squirms. "Fuck off." "Nah, think I might stay," she says, shoveling another spoon of eggs into her mouth and grinning right after. Since Archie mentioned going back to coffee and cold brew the next weekend, Ed's been quite giddy about the idea, which is absurd since he met the guy once and all he did was bring him a coffee and cake. There wasn't even any flirting. Until then, he just has to make it through another intensive week at university. However, much to his horror, he has to do a class presentation on his own art, and he hates doing those. It's not so bad if it's a presentation on other works, but your own? Fucking daunting. And having so many eyes on you? No thank you. At least that'll be fucking over with on Monday. He loves studying the fine arts, though. The drawing, the painting, the sculpting, anything to do with creating things with his hands. He tried dipping his toe into photography early on while he was getting his bachelor's degree, drawn to doing something with artistic nudes, but uncertain if he could capture the human body well enough in traditional ways. But after having done both photographs and painting for his thesis, now he prefers to paint them instead. Those early days feel like decades ago, and now he's well on his way to completing the final semester of his master's degree. It's taken a long time to get to this point, but he can't wait to reach that finish line and present his thesis. At least he has somewhat of an idea of what direction he wants his career to go in. Sort of. Depending on whether he wants to spend another few years getting his doctorate, that is. Part of it is just so he can be called Dr. Edward Teach. Self-serving? Definitely. "Hey, what are you going on Wednesday? Are you still going to go to that new painting class?" Archie asks whilst he's in his home studio sketching. "Fuck yeah, I am. Why?" "Oh, I just thought you might want to hang out. But you go and sketch some boobies." "Bodies are beautiful, Arch. You should come sometime." "Nah, no thanks. I'd rather you not see me naked." "I didn't say you had to be naked." "Still nah. I don't need to see dangly bits, let alone painting them." Ed shrugs, puts his glasses back on, and returns his focus to the graphite sketch of Fang he's working on. He's trying to build up a good portfolio of different artistic mediums of portraits, which, he'll admit, isn't his biggest strength, but he will keep at it and he will conquer it, as soon as he steps out of his comfort zone of paint and fineliner pens. Ed makes it through his Monday presentation and shamelessly takes himself out to a very fancy dinner to celebrate coming out of it with his dignity still somewhat intact. He dresses up in a nice suit, and Archie helps him put his hair in a nice updo, and in a bid to preserve his hair, he opts for taking the train into the city instead of hopping on his bike. It's not often he goes into the city, it's not really his jam. It's a bit too busy for him, so he primarily just sticks around the university area, going for rides on the weekends, just to tune everything out and help clear his mind, which is something the city definitely can't offer him. He heads up to the top floor of the tallest skyscraper in the city and makes his way into Blackbeard's Bar and Grill for his dinner reservation. The waitress escorts him out to the open roof area and passes him a menu before leaving him to decide what he'd like to have for dinner. To start, he picks out a nice white wine and asks the waitress for some food recommendations. She says the chef's pick for tonight is a marinated 8-hour slow-cooked premium Wagyu beef with a fig, truffle, mushrooms and red wine sauce, which sounds abso-fucking-lutely up his alley. Fucking fancy as shit. Shortly after ordering, another waitress brings out his wine and a bowl of bread rolls with herbed butter to start him off. He takes a bite and tries not to audibly moan. This is the good shit right there. Ed loves his fancy food, but he also loves a classic bread roll with butter. He finishes up his dessert, a delectable sticky date pudding with warm butterscotch sauce, and passes his card to the waitress without looking at the final balance. That is a problem for future Ed. Current Ed is basking in having had incredible food. It really is a fancy-as-fuck restaurant, and thank fuck for that commission that he got that resulted in him receiving a very nice wad of cash, because he sure as hell deserves his treat, and now, to top off his fantastic evening, he's going to take himself to a nearby glass museum before heading home to hardcore pass out for the night. Glass museums are one of his favourite places to visit. The things these people can do with sand, a glory hole and blowing through a hollow metal pole and swinging it around, insanity. He knows there's more to it than just that, but God, it's incredible to see such an art form. Ed doesn't just enjoy seeing how they're being made, which in itself is incredible, but he also really enjoys the magic of seeing the final product. He tried making it himself once, but said, fuck this shit, and moved on. Much better to admire and appreciate other people's glasswork from a distance. The workshop is way too fucking hot for him anyway. It's always a joy to see when new exhibitions open up, and even more so when one features a new up-and-coming artist that he can't wait to familiarise himself with. This newest exhibition catches his eye immediately. He walks over and giggles at the magnificently large pink and purple swirly coloured bowl with an equally as magnificently large array of fruit and vegetables within it. Mental. He spends a good hour and a half walking through the museum and taking it all in, which leaves him feeling fulfilled and grateful that the world has presented so many different kinds of art forms that he gets to enjoy visually and be physically a part of as well. He couldn't wish for anything better to centre his life around. It feels like a blessing. When he eventually gets home, Archie is flopped on the couch, snoring lightly, with Fang curled up on her stomach. He smiles at the sight and carefully reaches for the TV remote in his hand so he doesn't wake her, turning off the TV before grabbing a light blanket to cover them both. Finally, after a shower, with his teeth taken care of, fresh pyjamas on and hair gathered into his silk cap to protect his curls, he slides into his bed and grabs his green dinosaur plushie to snuggle with while he reads a few chapters of his book until he drifts off to sleep. The first Wednesday of every month, a nude painting class is held on campus, and in all of his years studying, Ed hasn't missed a single one. He loves drawing bodies. Loves them. Despite being a gay man and exclusively sexually attracted to male-presenting people, he will absolutely admire how fucking beautiful all bodies are. Every body he has ever seen and had the pleasure of painting is beautiful. They're all works of art. He grabs his art satchel, already full to the brim with his favourite art supplies, and makes his way to the class. He's lucky that it's in one of the university buildings closest to his home, which means he can sleep late and roll out of bed just in time to make it to class just before it starts. Ed would teach late as usual, the teacher says disapprovingly. Sorry, Jackie, it won't happen again. It will happen again. So what? Maybe he doesn't always roll out of bed just in time. They're just early as fuck, and it's him that is on time, not his problem if they start early. He looks around the room and finds the empty stool reserved for him. He takes his seat and gets all of his gear out in preparation. The class gets settled and Jackie, the teacher, sends out one of the students to retrieve the model. It's in agreement that everyone averts their gazes until the model is seated, posed and comfortable before the class begins. Ready? Jackie asks the model. Yes, the model squeaks. Go ahead, class. Ed moves his easel into position and takes a quick glance at the model for a rough idea of what colour paints he'll use for the skin tone. Most people around here start with a rough sketch, but Ed? No, he likes to go right in with solid colours and then refine everything else afterwards. One thing he loves about this class is that they use fully adjustable easels and expensive as fuck canvases that don't cost him any extra money. On the flip side, he also loves that they don't provide the paints or brushes, because that means each artist can bring supplies that work best for them. He organises his main colours, squeezes them onto his palette, and with brush in hand, he finally looks up at the model's face. He freezes instantly. Is that the cafe guy? Steed? Oh, fuck my life. Usually, he prides himself on being cool, calm and collected, but with Steed sitting naked in front of him, he is definitely not cool or calm or collected. The only thing keeping him from losing his balance and toppling off his stool is that Steed isn't looking at or near him. It feels weird being in the room with Steed while he's very much naked. Ed can't put his finger on why he's feeling so weird about it. He's only seen the guy once before, and that was at his workplace. Maybe Ed feels off because Steed's very attractive. Ed just doesn't know, and he can't figure it out. He shakes his head to banish those thoughts and tries to return his focus to the painting. Nothing more. He's a professional. He's painted many beautiful bodies. This one just so happens to be attached to the very guy who's now looking at him. So, ever the professional, Ed's paintbrush falls from his hand, and as he tries to catch it before it hits the floor, he wobbles off his stool and falls onto his bad knee, letting out a painful moan. A classmate next to him, Jim, immediately hops off their seat to bend down to help him up and get him carefully on his feet. You okay, Teach? Jackie asks, coming over to him. Sorta, I guess. Could I, grab a chair instead of the stool? Of course, Ed. Just lean on that table for there for a second, okay? Jackie turns to Jim. Jim, could you grab a chair for him, please? Jim nods and helps Ed steady himself before they dash over to grab a chair for him. Once he's seated and readjusted his easel for his new position, he looks up to see that Steed's still staring right at him with an expression of indifference on his face. He even looks a little unimpressed by Ed. That look alone hits him like a ton of bricks. Well, fuck. Ed stands up and hobbles over to Jackie and tells her that he's not feeling so good and he's going to head out to see to his knee. She nods sympathetically and gives him a pat on the shoulder. He grabs his stuff and limps out of the room as fast as he can. What the fuck happened to you? Archie says as she sees him laying on the couch with an ice pack atop his knee. Good to see you too, Ed sighs. Want medicinal ice cream? Please. Ed sits up when Archie comes back with a ridiculously large bowl of cookies and cream ice cream with hundreds and thousands sprinkled all over. He loves these. Ed and his sweet tooth. So, the knee? Archie asks as she sits down on the other end of the couch. Ed sighs heavily. Fell on my fucking knee. What really happened, babe? She frowns at him. Saw that guy from the cafe. He was a nude model at today's class and I fell off my fucking stool in front of him. He looked at me like I was a fucking inconvenience. Well, shit, Archie says. Don't even think he recognised me, to be honest. Good looking bloke like you? Who could forget you? Bet that hurt, though. Not as much as my knee, Ed laughs. It does hurt a little bit, though. He sort of hoped that he'd be as memorable to Steed as he was to him, but he's mature enough to know that Steve was just doing his job and being friendly. Nothing else to it. Saturdays are for slow mornings, taking it easy and sleeping in. But this Saturday in particular, Archie seems to have other plans. She comes into his bedroom at what Ed can only assume is an ungodly hour, throws open the blinds and yells, "Good morning, sunshine!" at him. It is definitely not the slow morning he intended on having, and it is definitely not a good morning with that nonsense. "Fuck off," Ed grumbles. To no one's surprise, Edward Teach is not a morning person. He'd rather stay up until 2 a.m. when he feels the most productive and sleep until at least 10. "Come on, it's a gorgeous day. Besides, you've rested your knee for days, and I think going for a ride will do you some good," she says, walking over to him and pinching his cheek. "You just want to go to that cafe to see if that guy's there. I told you, Arch, he didn't seem interested," Ed sighs. "We're going and I'm going to get you your man back." "He's not my man, Arch." "Not with that attitude, he's not." Archie grabs his arm and pulls him out of the bed. She keeps pulling until she successfully gets him to his wardrobe. He watches as she flicks through his clothes and scrunches her nose at some of the items, especially the purple shirt that is intentionally tatty. "Hey, I like that shirt," he protests when she puts it on a growing discard pile. "You are not wearing that." "Here, what about this?" she asks, pulling out a similarly purple shirt that has a white, foresty-themed line drawing on the front and throws it at him. She grabs his leathers from the shelf and also throws them at him, then smugly looks at him with her eyebrows raised. "Fine, but we're not going to that cafe, okay?" He groans and then very quickly ushers out the door so we can get dressed in peace. And maybe grumble a bit more. He carefully slips his clothes on as to not aggravate his knee and begrudgingly leaves his bedroom. As much as he doesn't want to admit it, the fresh air will probably do him good, but there's no way he's getting on his bike without popping an ibuprofen first. "Remember to take that with water. Don't need fucked up guts as well as a fucked up knee," Archie tells him. Ed holds up his glass of water and winks at her. "Already ahead of you, mate." Ibuprofen down the hatch, leathers and helmet on. Now he's, kind of, ready for the open road. As they ride closer towards that town, Ed picks up on what Archie's up to when she starts to veer towards the cafe, clearly ignoring the one agreement of him coming along. "No, Arch, this isn't a good idea," he calls out, pulling up behind her outside the cafe. Archie parks her bike first and quickly gets off, then makes her way briskly towards the entrance, leaving Ed rushing to park and catch up to her. He winces at the sudden, sharp pain in his knee at the fast pace. "Hold up!" Archie turns around to wait for him. "Need to use me as a walking stick?" she asks. He rolls his eyes and shakes his head, "No." As they walk closer, Ed starts to feel nervous about possibly seeing Steed again, as well as about how Archie might react. Thankfully, for Ed's sanity, it looks like Steed isn't working today, so they can enjoy their coffee and cake without Ed having to panic about what Archie might say or do. The tiramisu is just as good as last week, so regardless, it makes him happy. Annoyingly, the outing does make him feel better. Tiramisu and coffee helps everything. "Shame he isn't here," Archie says as she climbs back onto her bike. "Cake was good, though," Ed provides a non-answer, trying to steer the conversation away from him. "Fucking A, it was. Nailed it." They ride for a good few hours and stop at a lake on the way back home for Ed to rest his knee for a bit. It was starting to nag at him a little, and the lake is such a nice spot to have a brief break anyway. He loves watching Archie get excited and quietly squeak when she sees baby ducks swimming closer to them. He loves watching her as much as she loves watching them. It's a wholesome experience that he hopes to cherish forever, and since she's been telling him for years that "the only way you're getting rid of me is when I'm dead," he's fairly certain he will. You ever wonder why they say ugly ducklings become beautiful swans when baby swans aren't even called ducklings? Archie asks. No fucking clue. No, me either. Even if the saying was ugly cygnet, it's bullshit because they're so fucking cute. All beings are beautiful anyway, Ed says thoughtfully. All of them. Even grumble bums like you, she jokes. Ed gasps in fake horror and slaps her leg, to which she then shoves him with her elbow, pushing him into the side. Once they've stopped laughing and plague fighting, the sun starting to set gives him a hint that it's time to head back. After they get home, neither of them feel like cooking, especially after feeding Miss Fang, who is ever demanding and has never been fed in her life. Archie calls in an order for a pizza. Two pizzas, actually, since they can't agree if pineapple goes on pizza or not. Be damned if you take pineapple away from my pizza. Archie says she doesn't like pineapple on her pizza, but it doesn't stop her from stealing a slice from Ed's box when he isn't looking, and for her sake, he pretends that he doesn't notice just so he can stir her up about it the next time they grab pizza. Ed glances over at the clock, and his eyes go wide when he remembers that he has one of his essays due tomorrow and has done precisely zero of it. 1,500 words and 10 sketches to accompany the topic. Easy peasy, pudding and fucking pie. I'm going to get some sketching done, so I'll see you tomorrow. Ed gets up from the dining table and waves goodnight to Archie before heading into his studio and flicking on the light above his bench. He's already got an idea of what he's going to write in the essay. He opts for starting with the sketches and get the most time-consuming thing out of the way first. He grabs his sketchbook from his satchel and goes to sit carefully on his stool. As he sits and stares at the blank page in front of him, something pulls his focus to the canvas from Wednesday's nude art class. Jackie had dropped it off on Thursday and is sitting right behind his satchel after he just stuck it there with no intent on looking at it again or even finishing it. Fuck, Ed mutters as he stands up and walks over to retrieve it. With a heavy sigh, Ed sits back on his stool and holds the canvas up to eye level. His heart sinks when he sees that he's hardly put down any colours or lines. He curses himself for not just internally freaking out, but falling off his stool and hurting his knee with Steed looking at him and then bailing before getting anything solid onto it. No chance of finishing that then. He sighs, feeling deflated. There's no model in front of him, and Ed's memory is good, but certainly not good enough to remember Steed's form or every, if any, detail of his face for that matter. Fuck. Instead of doing any sketching, he puts the canvas back behind his satchel and decides he'll try his hand at bribing his professor for extra time and gets himself ready for bed. The motivation to work on his art has dwindled and he probably should pop some more painkillers before his knee gets much sorer and he won't be able to sleep for the pain. The ride on Saturday was not forgiving on Ed's knee, so he opts to ditch his Monday classes to let his knee rest just one extra day, and that'll let him off the hook for that essay. Besides, it's not super important, just one from a few of the optional classes he likes to take to keep up some of his basic drawing skills. At least when he wakes up on Tuesday, he feels good enough to head back onto campus, which is a relief, since it's one class he really can't afford to miss since it's crucial to his thesis. Jackie unexpectedly seeks him out when he arrives, which throws him into confusion as to what day it is. It is Tuesday, not Wednesday, right? Surely he didn't sleep through an entire day. No, it's definitely Tuesday, right? Ed, can we talk for a minute? Jackie asks. Yeah, of course. Ed waves towards the courtyard and they make their way outside into a nice shady bench to sit on. It's weird seeing a teacher outside of a classroom, but it's even stranger having them want to chat outside of a classroom. He might be in his mid-30s, but having a teacher ask to talk alone still feels daunting and makes him feel like a kid who's in trouble. Jackie, can see on your face that you're nervous. I mean, yeah. You got nothing to worry about, Teach. Just wanted to ask if you wanted a one-on-one session with the nude model from last week so you can finish up your painting. Ed almost spits out his drink when he hears that. A one-on-one with Steed alone with him naked? Ed eventually says, suppose I could, yeah? Jackie stands up and winks at him. Jackie hoped you'd say yes. He's waiting in the classroom for you. Fuck me. Ed takes a few deep breaths as Jackie walks away, and when he's composed, he drops off his heavy books at his next class so he doesn't have to lug them home with him to pick up his supplies and the painting, if he can really call it a painting yet since it was just a few strokes. The nerves kick in while he stands in his home studio holding his supplies. Being in the same room as him one-on-one after the way Steve looked at him last time, the thought was almost immobilizing. What if it happens again? How will he react to it if it does happen? Fuck. There's really no time to be thinking about it if he wants to get back to Jackie's classroom in a reasonable time and not keep the guy waiting. He walks in to see that the room is empty. He He looks around the corner of the room just in case Steve was out of view, and still there's no one. He grabs a chair and drags it over in front of the easel, since he definitely doesn't need to be falling off a stool again. 10 minutes pass, then 30. After an hour of waiting and sitting alone in the classroom with a tired leg from it nervously bouncing, he sighs, packs up his things, and decides to call it a day. He's got other things to do anyway. Whatever. Didn't want to see him anyway. The door opens and it startles him. He looks up, hopeful that it's Steed with an excuse, but instead it's Jackie who walks in. Where's the model? Did he leave already? She looks around, confused. Nah, never came. Chickened out, I guess. Yeah, I get that. It's one thing getting naked in front of a class and another thing entirely stripping off in front of one dude. Jackie nods. I better get going. Thanks, anyway. You got it. She pats his back and gives him a small smile. He moves the chair back and resets the easel for the next class, throws his bag over his shoulder, grabs his canvas, and then he's on his way, feeling annoyed that he wasted an hour of his time that he could have been working some more on his thesis. He opens the door, rounds the corner, and walks full speed into someone. Hey, watch where you're going, it snaps. Without looking up at the person, he moves to walk past, but a hand reaches out to hold his arm to stop him. He looks up, and his breath hitches. Oh. End of chapter.